Ready to master yourself, live your mission, and manifest a purposeful, soul-aligned life? Want to charge premium for your gifts as a healer or a mentor? If you keep hitting limiting beliefs or unsure how to magnetize those high-ticket clients for your services, then this is a place for you. Welcome to Eugenia Oganova on a Mission podcast, where we decode self-mastery, help you step into your sovereign authority, and create true agency in your life. For spiritual entrepreneurs, we dive into sustainable marketing and clear messaging that attracts premium clients with ease. Tune in for tangible tools to become self-masterful, expand your vibratory range, grow your impact-driven business, scale with soul design, and elevate the human collective. And here is why you want to listen to me. I've taught over 100 courses to thousands of students across 27 countries. I've been featured in over 100 podcasts and publications. I've mentored hundreds of spiritual coaches and healers on sustainable, soul-led entrepreneurship. I am a self-made multimillionaire and an internationally best-selling author of 4 books. It's time to break through perceived limits and claim what's truly possible for you. Today, we're going to talk about channeling the word of spirit. Most people think that that means you need to hear actual words somehow in your head or see visions or go into some crazy altered state all the time, meditate all the time, be in some reality that's essentially not your normal life. That is not true. And that's what we're going to look into today. Channeling the word of spirit has nothing to do with performance or how you do it. It has everything to do with alignment of frequency and intention. Most people try to download wisdom from the wrong part of themselves. The real issue here is that you've been conditioned, socially and spiritually even, to speak from your mind, from your emotions, or even from the ego clarity, like be very well articulated in how you describe whatever it is. And those things do have their own place. But even when spirit is trying to communicate through you, your system ends up translating it through those old filters. See how the message can get easily distorted because it comes through your mind, through your emotions, or through some ego version of how life should be, or what is okay, what is allowed, what is normal, and so on. All those filters become distortions. The message from spirit becomes diluted or hesitant or overly embellished. I've seen that too, when it's just all these words and everything that somehow, because of all these complex embellished words, it's going to be more powerful. You know, this overly spiritualized language to try to explain the simplest thing. That's because it's not spirit speaking. It's because all the filters are speaking that say, I'm not good enough to receive this, or it can't be that simple, so let me complicate the hell out of it. And then, for sure, that's going to be the message from spirit. Your system translates through old filters. And this is what also makes it overly intellectual. Like, oh, for the spirit to speak through me, I have to understand what it's saying. And, you know, how come I don't know? Not everybody's gift is inner knowing with absolute mental clarity. That is rare. Majority of people have some sort of an intuitive clarity or body clarity or emotional sensing. So you do have some pre-installed way to be able to channel spirit through you. In other words, your frequency calibrating mechanism is online, but the transmission quality is distorted. In this Transcension School lesson, we will repair that distortion. No more. The core question we will be exploring is this. What would it feel like to only speak what is true? Without buffering, without softening, without performing or translating it through some filter? What would your relationships be then? What would your leadership look like? How about the content, the message that comes out from you, or even just self-expression? How would that change? That's what we will dive into. Who would you be if your voice actually carried spirit's frequency instead of your fears? That is the main adjustment you're going to get in this lesson. What we're doing here is learning to remove the distortion from your voice so that it becomes clear and clean and energetically coherent. We are learning to recognize the difference between the spirit's word and your own internal voice that can interfere or masquerade as if it is spirit based on the old filters. We're also straightening the channel so that this doubting yourself thing doesn't happen. You're not doubting yourself even for a few seconds. You just know that, yep, that's the frequency flow through me that I recognize. So we build that muscle with you. And of course, we let spirit speak through your natural voice in a way that feels grounded, not dramatic, that feels just like, yeah, I can feel that even though I'm speaking, I am in such alignment that it's the spirit's resonance that goes through my voice. This is not about becoming a channeler when you step out of the way and then something else speaks through you. We're not doing that. This is about learning divine technology behind how spirit uses your voice. So we're talking about you and spirit becoming calibrated correctly. And your voice, the power of logos within you, this is one of the most powerful tools that we have as humans incarnate on the planet Earth, is the power of our word. There's going to be a meditation, the most amazing cathedral of the anointed word. I loved creating this one. This is where all the stuff I just said becomes real. In the cathedral, three things will happen. First of all, your voice pathways will get cleared. So your throat, your chest, the mind that loops maybe around and the subtle fields around you and how that resonance happens, we clean that up. Then your spirit-led frequency straightens so that your words carry weight without force. You know, like when somebody speaks and you naturally feel they have authority even if they're saying something very quietly. They didn't try to get attention, but they naturally get attention because they become the vortex center. They are the resonator. So that's what happens when you are spirit-led, when the spirit channels itself through you. That's what you're going to get calibrated to. And you feel the difference between speaking from your ego and speaking from that anointed word within you. I'm going to also show you how to anoint your own words and your life through your words. That is like magic. I love creating this pathway for you because I think that mastering this piece is one of the key components of self-mastery. And the more masterful we are, the more we can serve humanity, the more we actually do what we came here to do, to shatter the false matrix and to liberate humanity collective out of this slavery that it's stuck in for centuries. We cannot wake humans up from the outside. People must awaken from the inside. But we can become the resonators of the correct frequency. We can learn to utilize the word within us to anoint our own life, to decree and declare and prophesy over our life and lives of others, and through that actually modify what happens within our life and on the planet. And I'm so grateful to be able to show you how to do this. This is such an important piece of self-mastery. In that meditation, the cathedral is not silence. It's a highly calibrated alignment within yourself. It attunes you to the word of spirit, so it can actually move through you. And once you feel that, you cannot go back to the old way of speaking. Your body just remembers how to do this. When you start transmitting the spirit frequency clearly, this is what changes just in your life, in your existence. You stop explaining yourself. Your message becomes clear and precise. You're not going in circles when you try to explain something. You're just going straight to the point. And your words land with people in a much deeper level. That's the authority piece I was talking about, natural vortex center. You stop editing yourself and your communication becomes easier, faster, less emotional, even if there are feelings, but less emotional so that there's actually momentum because emotions tend to slow everything down. And your intuition also starts showing up in your speech, not just in your thoughts. So you naturally will be speaking and essentially channeling something that is an intuitive message through your words without your mind knowing even that it's coming out because it's correct frequency. That is awesome power to have. Your voice then becomes a spiritual instrument, not a self-protection mechanism like most people use it. This changes how you show up everywhere, in conversations, in your work, in your business, in your content, in your leadership, everywhere. And just to reiterate, this is not about some theatrical channeling, you know, oh, I'm going to just sit here, get out of the way and let some spirit go through me. We're not talking about some spirit. We're talking about the Holy Spirit, as in the power of God's source, okay? Not some entity. And it's not about putting some spiritual persona on so that you feel special. Definitely not that. You're already special. You want time, cosmic event, and awesome. So if you are spirit-led, you naturally feel that. There is no need for some fake spiritual persona. Also, it's not about speaking in symbols and cryptic phrases to sound more mysterious or more important. It's not about being profound, which is just pretty much unworthiness masquerading as importance. And it's definitely not about bypassing your own voice. So this is not about some external entity we're going to channel. This is about you. This lesson is about frequency purity, not better performance in channeling. It's about alignment with spirit, not imitation of spirit, which is the counterfeit power we looked at in the previous lesson. It's about learning how to speak the truth in a way that feels like you, but upgraded, an upgraded version of you. This is where your natural voice gets anointed. This is where the divine blessing comes through your words, the power of the resonance of you. And why it matters a lot in the current planetary situation? Well, the frequencies of this year make distortions louder and truth sharper. And people can feel if the words do not match the energy. So if you speaking and your own words are from the old belief, outdated limitation, you can feel that. You can feel that like, oh, I'm speaking, but this is not even the truth anymore. And other people can feel it too. So everything is showcased for you. You can't avoid it anymore. And this lesson will help you speak from the part of you that cannot be distorted, the part of you that carries your natural authority. This is essential in leadership, in relationships, in navigating your timeline, and of course, in service, because, hey, this is why we're all here in the first place, right? We're here to serve humanity. This is the highest calling of every soul. First is self-mastery, and then kind of like put the mask on yourself first in case of emergency, so self-mastery. But once you gain certain degree of mastery, then you serve through that. That's the whole point. That's how we give back to the community spiritually, through the resonance. And your word is your resonance. Before you begin the lesson, I ask you this. Where does distortion still live in your voice? Where do you soften? Where do you minimize? Where do you overexplain? Where do you hold back the truth? And who would you be if you did not? So sit with that, honestly. You're going to get exactly what you need from this lesson. All right. Go to the lesson, dive in, see what happens in your body when you speak the truth, practice utilizing your word in this anointed high frequency way. See you on the inside. My love to you. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Eugenia Oganova on a Mission. Want to know more? Check out my websites, transcensiongate.com. For my books, courses, and for the Transcension School to advance your consciousness and personal mastery. and eugenieoganova.com. For advice on how to sustainably create, grow, and scale your business by aligning with your unique soul design. Are you the type of person who loves to help? If you got something out of this episode, I would love for you to share this on the social media, to shout us out on the Facebook and Insta at Eugenia Oganova. To make sure that you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe right now. And your ratings and reviews go a long way to help promote the show. It means a lot. So thank you so much for being here, and I will see you next time.